Welcome to Five for the Day. They do say that one of the signs of getting old is you become nostalgic about the past. I had one of these nostalgia trips recently when my 9-year-old grandson showed at me an airfix kit for a model Spitfire and asked me if I would help him build it. Immediately in my mind I was back to when I was his age. In the days when I spent many happy hours building the very same model aircraft and ships. In those days, of course, a basic model aircraft, Spitfire, Hurricane, ME-109 and others like them, cost the princely sum of 2 shillings, which just happened to be my weekly pocket money. And that's where all my pocket money went. One day, I decided to save up and buy one of the bigger models. For 4 long weeks I hoarded every penny, until I had enough. But which one? A Wellington? A Sunderland? Finally I decided, a Lancaster. 7 and 6, and worth every penny. A further week's pocket money bought some paint, because this one was going to be the master project. This one was going to be perfect. I can't describe the excitement as I bought the kit in its shallow cardboard box and carried it home. That evening, I set to work. Do you know, I took more care over that aircraft than any other. This one was my pride and joy. After weeks of work, it was finished, and I looked at the finished article as it stood on my bedroom table. A few weeks after that, one of my school friends came round to play. It was pouring with rain, so we ended up in my room, where he saw the Lank. His obvious admiration caused me to swell with pride. This was my handiwork, and I was proud of it. But pride comes before a fall. With apprehension, I watched as he picked it up and held it in the air, making aircraft noises that are so beloved by small boys. Then, to my horror, he said, "Will it fly?" And he threw it. It did fly, for just 3 feet or so, but it was only plastic, and suddenly it nose-dived into the bedroom carpet. Bits flew off everywhere, and I went through all the predictable emotions. Disbelief, anger, hatred, despair. My world had fallen as quickly as the model plane. My friend went through his own set of emotions. Disbelief, horror, feeling of stupidity. He muttered out a brief sorry and ran from the room. I picked up the mangled plane and set it on the table. I looked for all the bits that had broken off and slowly and carefully set about repairing the damage. But it was no good. It would never be the same again. It was flawed. As I think back to that episode in my life, I realized that the aeroplane was just like me. I had been created by a loving God with care and attention to detail. The Bible tells us we are all wonderfully made. But like the plane, we have all become flawed, damaged through sin, through lies, pride, selfishness, carelessness. So many people think they can repair their lives by turning over a new leaf and making themselves acceptable to God. But like my plane, it's a hopeless task. We can never earn a place in God's presence by good works or moral living. We are all imperfect. However, my story did have a happy ending. The following Monday at school, my friend turned up, still looking shamefaced. He muttered an apology, which I grudgingly accepted without really meaning it. Then he reached into his school bag and, to my enormous surprise, pulled out a new kit for a Lancaster. As he handed it to me, he muttered, "If you like, I can come and help you make it." And that's what we did. My old plane was irrevocably damaged, but it began a great friendship. That's what God has done for us. He looks at our flawed, damaged lives with compassion, but he doesn't try to patch them up. When we come to him in faith, trusting Jesus as Saviour, believing that Jesus died for our sins, he gives us a new life. The Lord Jesus could say, I have come that they might have life and have it to abundance. And when we experience that, it's the start of a wonderful friendship that never ends.